Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. This week's topic is the Super Bowl.
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Danny Sithibarakam.
And I'm Albert Liu.
And so, it's been a really long time since we all got together like this and casted the pod. So, the first thing we're actually going to talk about is not the Super Bowl, but what we've been up to for the last, you know, year and a half. So, I guess I'll start. I got a job in the video game industry and, was recently laid off, but, you know, it's fine. I made a bunch of contacts in the video game industry, and they're trying to get me into various other positions. So that's actually... It was a hugely fun experience, honestly. I got to work with the people who made things like Altered Beast, Sonic the Hedgehog, John Madden Football. It's like, oh, well, okay then. All right. And then while I was doing that community management stuff, I went to Evo on a whim and got back into the fighting game community. So that's kind of going for me.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done that. I haven't done nearly as much.
You've complained about your job a lot.
Well, yes.
You've complained about college students a lot.
Well, that's because they're annoying.
You've complained about college students at your job a lot.
Yes, it's unfortunate that I have to interact with them, but that is kind of the point of working at a university.
That's true. Meanwhile, we haven't really seen that much of Albert because he works his engineer hours.
Yeah, so work is kind of a four-letter word for me. But I did manage to go to Hawaii last year, and that was nice. Saw a couple of friends get married, and
Did you have wedding cake?
I did, in fact, have wedding cake.
I also had wedding cake last year.
I had wedding cake, too.
I had wedding cake, like, three times.
I had multiple wedding cakes.
It wasn't really very good. I'm having wedding cake again twice this year.
Wait, this is counting over the last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
well,
pretty much.
I guess I've had at least two, then.
And you're having wedding cake next week in Japan.
Oh, that's right.
I think we've had enough wedding cakes each to, like, make a new wedding cake.
Oh, man, if only I could actually...
And reconstitute it for Sharon, who is staring at us with daggers in her eyes.
Yes, if you heard that bumping sound, that was not elbows on the table, that was Sharon hitting her head on it.
I don't even like wedding cake.
She's going to kill you in your sleep, you know that,
She's found your weak point.
She knows where you live now.
She's known where you... Anyway, whatever. But what have you been up to, Kevin?
I'm making a new movie called Resident Evil 5.
Wow, Paul W.S. Anderson. When did you get here?
That's me. I brought some buddies here. Old guy and...
And brown guy?
And unemployed guy.
Wait. I think they still allow me to call myself a director, even though I haven't made anything of worthwhile since...
When's your next Airbender movie? Or was that the last one?
Oh, one can only hope.
I am James Cameron, Lord of all I survey, and I decree that M. Night Shyamalan-a-Ding-Dong is not fit to be behind a camera taking pictures of his children.
Pictorbs, say it right.
Pictorbs. All of them.
I went onto the ocean.
Which ocean? I have a new ocean opening soon.
It don't matter which one.
It is called the Cameron Ocean.
Is it a theme park?
Yes.
I made a movie about a theme park called Sonyland.
It's an underwater theme park. I am building a utopia there.
Who
we
lives
have found
there?
Sea slugs.
Does Mila Jovovich live there?
No.
Jovovich.
Aren't you married to her?
Yeah.
No.
Shouldn't you at least know her name, then?
That's her name. Jovovich.
Oh, dear.
I haven't been doing very much. I'm busy with work, busy with my regular life. I haven't played many video games. Read some comics, read some books. That's pretty much it.
Well, I mean, you've gotten promoted like twice in the past year and a half or so.
Yeah, one promotion
pretty,
per year.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I'm a solution architect now.
Ooh.
Yeah, it just basically means technical project manager. It doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I worked for a bunch of startups over the past 3 years and did pretty much everything under no particular title because I really like doing that.
What other things did you do that you like doing for your coworkers or bosses?
Are you trying to suggest something? I made movies.
Wait, that sounds worse. You said you did everything.
I made movies.
Ooh, what kind of movies?
Amateur movies.
Right.
Starring gnomes.
They didn't last very long. They're about 3 minutes.
They're about 70 seconds long.
Well, there's the introduction.
Oh, I see.
That's about 2 minutes and 59 seconds.
The logo took about, 7 seconds, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, 2 seconds of actual content?
So what happened to touchbydom.com? You took it down then, right? That was your job? That was your job, right?
No. Yes.
No.
Is that going to be your new job?
No, actually, my new job is going to be looking for a job while streaming content and such.
Albert
like that.
Told me you were planning to stream some video content.
That's yeah. right.
Amateur style. Yeah.
Live.
You guys weren't here for when Albert was trying to help Dom put his mic into his mic stand. Basically, I was like, oh, these new stands, they're kind of tight. So just, you know, just you just have to open it a little bit and just squeeze it in. And the two of them were here, and he's like, I think it's in, but it's not going any further. And Dom just goes, yeah, Albert, no, just keep pushing it in.
Just keep pushing it in. Squeeze
and
it in.
All
squeeze
I can
it.
Think is like,
Well, actually, this mic that I'm talking on has its own story.
It has a gold head.
It does. But if you were on the Facebook group, you saw that on a whim, when I bought new mics for the stream and for the podcast, I hit the Amazon, hey, I bought this button, just to prove that I've done it. And my friend Vince Diamante, who is a composer and a recording artist and all sorts of other things and a sound designer, he immediately messages me and goes, what the hell, Dom? Seriously? Really? There's so many better mics you can get. I'm like, okay, this is not going to end well. And he just gives me this list of microphones, and he ends up settling me on this microphone, which is, I believe, the V67. And he's like, when you talk about this microphone, you can say that it was the mic that was used in Soul Plane. I'm like, thanks, Vince.
Wait, Soul Plane?
Soul Plane.
Starring Snoop Doggy Dogg?
And many other rap artists. Yeah, I was going to say, actually. I mean, was Queen Latifah in that one? I think she was, because she's in every, like...
Everybody was in that movie.
Yeah. Okay, next topic.
Next topic.
Talk about what you've been doing. Talk about football. That's what we're really supposed to be talking about, specifically the resurgence of 49ers football.
Yeah,
but
go
we
Niners.
Can also cover other things like Tebow Mania.
Okay, that was
it's good. Over. Okay.
Tebow Mania is over?
No, wait, Tebow Mania is not over.
I
Tebow
just bought a jersey. Are you serious?
Damn it. Okay, I want it to be over.
You bought a jersey? I bought a, I bought robes that had Tebow's name on them, and, you know, like a rosary that had Tebow hanging from a football cross thing, and like football Jesus, and wait, that's Notre Dame.
I bought Tebow's version of the Bible.
Wow, the King Tebow Bible?
The King Tebow Bible.
Was it written on faces?
There's only like, yes. Every verse is written on his face. They take a picture of it. They throw it on there. Actually, it doesn't even tell you the verse.
Actually,
it's just...
And then there's an outline that's written on his wrist, right? That you can just look at and call Bible verses from.
And then also a guide to homeschooling.
Oh, man, homeschooling. I know way too many homeschooled kids from when I was a spelling bee kid, and I was like, these kids are weird.
Tebow's a homeschooled kid.
These kids are weird.
Sorry to all the homeschooled kids. I didn't say it. These three did. Kevin Chu did not say it.
This is not all homeschooled kids. However, this is my experience with all homeschooled kids who went to the National Spelling Bee. So, you know, it is rather limited, but it's just one of those things where it's like, these kids are not socialized. They didn't really ever talk to kids their age until now.
Haven't you heard socialism is evil?
Wait, what did they say to you?
Not very much. They have said some really awkward things, and they talked to me about a lot of spelling. Like, did you know that in Welsh that they do this, and this is what the sound comes out as? Like, we're in Washington, D.C. I kind of want to just look at Monticello.
Did they try to teach you the glottal stop?
No, they were not.
Do they watch a lot of the History Channel?
The History Channel I don't think existed back then.
Oh. Yeah, I meet some new homeschooled kids in the spelling bee, Dom.
Yeah, get back in that spelling bee.
I know.
Yeah, I just need to turn back the clock 17 years.
You don't have to. You can still enter,
right? Join the adult spelling bee.
There's an adult spelling bee?
I really hope not.
I bet you there is.
It's on ESPN. ESPN 2.
Somebody email us about it. Do the research. We have computers, but yeah.
Anyway, we're also lazy. Back to football. So the Niners. I mean,
too early for the Niners.
You still think it's too early? I think it's just right.
Nope.
I think it's just right.
Nope.
I think that they
gotta
have
lose.
They have the right talent in all of the defense and Alex Smith. Sorry, I'm gonna go curl up into a ball now.
Alex Smith is not unknown. He's known for being terrible.
He's known for not being Aaron Rodgers.
He's known for being the worst choice of the last 10 years in the history of anything.
Really?
Sure there are worse choices.
Ryan Leaf was more than 10 years ago, but still.
Okay.
Jamarcus Russell, sir, one pick.
Oh, yeah, Oakland.
Yeah. So, I mean,
number one pick costs like six first round picks by last count, just between him and having to replace him.
Yeah. Oh, man. And he costs like $80 million, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The guy really likes to eat.
He does.
He likes to eat more than he likes football.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's a problem.
So anyway, back to the Niners instead of grousing about the Raiders. So, I mean, you think it's too soon for them. Is it because of Alex Smith that you think it's too soon?
I hate Alex Smith. I never want him to win anything.
Well, that was certainly straightforward.
That was really straightforward. And I can't say that, you know, I disagree with you, but I want the Niners to win.
I mean, I grew up as a Niners fan. I just still think this is not the right year. It seems like too much of it is luck. So, a lot of it is luck and an easy schedule, too.
It's not Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck is definitely not coming to the Niners. If he did, and he kicks out Alex Smith, I'm all down for the Niners.
Oh, that's man.
That would take to rest the first round pick away from the Indianapolis Colts' hands at this point, though.
Money.
A lot of money.
Oh, too much money.
Way too much money and like first round picks for the next generation.
I think they'd have to trade their coach for it.
No.
Coach is worth a lot of money.
Yeah, like John Gruden, right? Sorry, we're still talking about bad trades made by the Raiders.
But there's just such a thick, deep mind there. We have not been able to get through yet.
We're not even Raiders fans. We're just local to them and watch them fail and go, oh, look, the Raiders are failing again.
Hey, the Raiders had Jerry Rice at one point and then made it to the Super Bowl to lose horribly.
Oh, that's true.
The Raiders had Nnamdi Asamoah.
Now he's gone.
Now he's playing for the Feagles.
The Feagles?
The Eagles. And they're losing too.
You mean like Meet the Feagles?
So I think it's just, I don't know. He's just like a good player on a
That's Meet
team
the Feebles. I'm sorry.
What?
Who are the Feebles?
What?
Is this like some sort of weird Nickelodeon cartoon show that I never hear about?
Meet
and
the Feebles.
And then someone tells me, what's this Phineas and Ferb thing? Found out about this.
But anyway, Meet the Feebles. You know this because it was Peter Jackson's early movie with Muppets doing horrible, horrible, horrible things.
No, I've never heard of this.
You haven't heard of Meet the Feebles?
I heard of the Frighteners.
The Frighteners was also a movie that he did. Wasn't that Michael J. Fox?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow,
but Meet
man.
The Feebles was a Muppet
himself.
Movie he did.
Now you don't have to watch the movie.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to watch Meet the Feebles either because my description of Meet the Feebles was given to me by another movie reviewer who said, did that Muppet just ejaculate on another Muppet? Now you don't have to see Meet the Feebles.
I really don't.
Actually, I really feel like I need to now.
Well...
I love Muppet ejaculation.
Wow. Okay. Let's move on. Back to football, please. Please.
Cool
oh, God.
Cool breeze, oh, man.
I hate you so much, Kevin.
Last week's game was great because it did come down to the end, and I was cheering for the Saints. And every time the Saints did anything great, I would just turn to Dom and say, cool breeze, man. Cool breeze.
But toward the end of the game, as things got exciting, Kevin went, yeah, no, oh, God.
Who am I cheering for again?
Who am I cheering for?
Oh, yeah. It was really hard to maintain not cheering for the Niners.
Kevin, you would make a terrible wrestling heel.
What's a heel?
A heel is someone who turns his back to the audience and therefore gets booed.
What's wrestling?
It is soap operas for hicks.
What's a...
It's the letter in the alphabet.
It is the first letter of the alphabet. It is derived from the Greek letter alpha.
It's also...
Wait, hold up. The alphabet as in alpha, beta?
Yes.
It's also Fonz's catchphrase. A.
Wait, the alphabet is actually named that way because of alpha, beta?
Yep.
This is real?
Yes. Yeah. Wait, why? I can never tell if you're serious or not.
Danny's looking at me like... Like, yes.
I'm it's
like,
true.
Wait, I have a sarcasm detector, too. And it's really hard to pick up.
We haven't done this nearly often enough. Our sarcasm detectors are
sarcasm.
Way off.
Sarcasm.
Our Karkand detectors.
Vovovich. Dom, talk about how you hate Kevin so much when he roots against the Niners and tries to get a rise...
I knew that you would giggle reading that outline note. But anyway, yeah, I mean, you were cheering for the Saints, and I'm like, I like the Saints. I like Drew Brees. He's a Purdue guy, and my sister's boyfriend is a Purdue guy too. So, you know, we tend to root for Drew Brees when we're watching games together and stuff like that.
Plus, it's also great to say his name in a catchphrase.
It's true.
Like, cool breeze, man.
It's true. It's true. I hate you so much.
I'm going to feel like I'm just going to say that during the game against the Giants, even though I've got my Book of Eli thing and,
Victor, Book of Eli.
Victor just cruised on down the field.
Book of Eli, I loved that movie with Denzel Washington.
Yeah, the one where he's blind. Now you don't have to watch the movie. Man. Ha ha ha.
And he's carrying around part of the Bible.
Well, that they already know. Spoiler. The fact that he's blind is the big spoiler.
Oh, wow.
He's blind. Crazy. You should have figured out in the 5 minutes I did. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Also a letter of the alphabet.
Yeah. The Book of Eli Manning.
Wow. The Book of Eli Manning, where he gets to make really sour faces all the time. You've seen Manning Face, right?
Yeah.
When they make Manning faces, it's just so wonderful. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
All right. But yeah, I hate Eli Manning. I really
talk
hate
about
Eli
how
Manning.
You no, hate no. Kevin so much.
Would you stop reading off of my outline in that
when,
voice?
When he roots against the Niners,
will you do?
And tries to get a rise
out of you, out of me.
Cool breeze, man.
I hate you
cruise
so much.
On down the field, Hakeem Nicks. That's his name.
And when he gets hit,
I have no pun for that.
When he gets hit, I'm just be like, they nixed the cap out of that guy.
Just in the nicks of time to make the catch.
Did you see that New York Knicks play?
The Giants are a blue team.
Why are you getting in on this, Danny?
Oh, think about this. Giants are a blue team.
Albert, if
Niners
you do this,
are
I'm punching you in the face.
I got nothing.
Whoa, hold up. Niners are a red team. Giants are a blue team. Think about
actually the
Democrats
are
and Republicans. And also think about Cal Stanford.
Well, also think about Jim Harbaugh was a Stanford guy. It's true. It's
yeah,
true.
That's enough reason to go against the Niners. Actually, that was... No, I love Jim Harbaugh for going away from Stanford
yeah.
to the Niners to make sure Stanford sucks.
Hopefully. When Andrew Luck goes away, hopefully
Stanford will
suck.
That is the whole reason he went to the Niners, just because he hates Stanford.
By the way, as a note, did you see that Cal is actually losing a bunch of staff to Washington?
Yeah.
They lost their recruiter and they lost their wide receivers coach to
yes,
a purple team.
The purple team.
Well, the thing is that, you know, they basically went away for triple their current salary, so I can't really say that it's a huge loss for the University of California, because it's like, hey, we're having massive budget cuts. Let's pay the football team more.
Purple team.
Versus, you know, it's like, you know what, let's just replace them for the same cost. But hopefully Cal will do all right. Fingers crossed.
Better than Stanford, because they don't have Luck.
Well, we'll know really early how well they do in the big game.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Well, did you hear about that? Where the big game has been moved to October? So it doesn't really feel like the big game anymore.
So the big game's going to be like
not...
the third game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Why? Because of Pac-12 scheduling.
Wait, but isn't the whole point to the big game is the big game at the end of the season? Thus, it's called
it
the big game.
It hasn't been at the end of the season.
So what is it going to be
in
called
the last
now?
Like 5 years?
Oh, I mean, okay, not end of season, but like almost
towards
season.
The end.
It's
yeah.
going to be the big game still, but it's not going to be during rivalry week when everyone else also has their rivalry
yeah,
games.
Exactly.
Because of the Pac-12 championship, for one thing. Because Stanford has to keep scheduling for Notre Dame in the middle of the Pac-12 season.
Why do they have to play Notre Dame?
Because contractual obligation. They've been playing... USC and Stanford have been playing against Notre Dame for longer than we've been alive, like, almost combined.
All of us alive combined?
No, not all of us. Like, three of us, I think, combined.
Okay. So then, let's talk about how you hate Kevin so much when he roots against the Niners and tries to get a rise out of you.
Okay, let's do that. Because, you know, when Kevin comes up with little catchphrases...
I don't think you actually talked about how much you hate me yet. We brought up this question three times. You seem to be skidding around the question. The problem with this question is that you wrote the question. So obviously you want to answer the question. So
I've already answered the question. The answer is so much.
Oh.
So much.
Yeah, he has said that. It's true.
Like, I just hate you so much,
Kevin. That's the thing. You haven't even mentioned what we were doing last week.
Well, we were all
watching football.
Yeah, we were all here watching football.
No,
we were watching
the
game.
It's not just the cool breeze. It's also, you know, David Akers.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Akers is good.
Yes,
he's
Akers
really
is good.
Good at punting.
Yes, but he doesn't punt.
He's like the best punter I've ever seen.
His punts
go through the goalposts.
His punts are so good they need somebody to hold it down so they can kick it and they go through the goalposts.
Isn't that Alex Smith's job?
His punts are so good they're
the
forward passes, right, Kevin?
Actually, I think that's Andy Reid's
job. Really good forward pass with his foot.
I hate you so much.
It's either Alex Smith or Andy Lee.
Akers.
Yeah.
You started calling miscellaneous saints David Akers. After a while, I couldn't even get...
saying his name.
I couldn't even get annoyed anymore.
Say it. Say it in the same way I say it.
David Akers.
Akers.
Akers. Akers.
Should we join in on this?
Yes.
No.
Akers.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Yes.
Sorry, I already put in too much last week. So
cool breeze, Akers.
Cool Akers breeze.
Akers Breeze.
Yeah, hey, I hear there's a football game going on this week.
Akers Breeze sounds like a feminine hygiene product.
Akers Breeze is like a beer in the same, you know, like Anchor Steam. Anchor's Breeze.
Speaking of Anchor's Team, hopefully they win the bet because Anchor's Team beer is better than that whatever New York beer was. I don't remember what the New York beer was.
New York makes beer?
New York, one of the New York breweries added on to the regular mayor bet. And so it's Anchor's Team versus some New York beer I've never heard of.
I think it's just New York.
Seriously?
New York beer.
There's a beer called New York beer?
No, I think that's you're trusting Sharon on this one, Albert.
Yeah, okay, that's probably not a good idea.
Amongst the things that Sharon is an authority on, beer is not one.
Yeah, Sharon is not an authority on beer, given that she's never drank any of this stuff.
All right, we got to wrap this up pretty soon. Super Bowl predictions. Right. Who's going to win? Acres!
I honestly think that the Patriots are going to win, but I really, really want the Niners to win.
I think the Giants are going to win. Evil team rematch.
Oh,
I would love a Harbaugh.
Oh, I would avoid the media for 2 weeks for the Harbaugh. Are you kidding me?
I'll be in Japan.
Yeah, I hate you. I hate you too. Hey, Sharon, you should hate him too because he'll be in Japan for a wedding.
And there'll be cake there.
It's Japanese wedding cake. A wedding cake we have never tried.
It's true.
It's true.
But yet, one of us will be trying it.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Are you going to bring me back some?
I don't think it'll make it through customs.
He can bring it back in a different way.
Your luggage.
I don't think it'll make it through customs.
I don't think it'll make it through customs.
There's another form of luggage, if that's what you mean.
I really hope it is.
Well, Miho's always said that she has a separate stomach for sweets.
I'm fairly certain that's not how it works.
Everybody has, three carry-ons, right? Personal item, your carry-on, and your stomach.
Albert, Super Bowl prediction.
Oh, you know, I think I'll cheer for the Niners, even though I don't.
Oh, I wish the Packers made it.
And then you just have to backdate this a year.
Oh, God. I'm rooting for the 49ers, even though I also am not certain they'll make it. But, you know, you got to cheer for the home team.
We don't have to cheer for the home team. You look at Kevin.
Kevin is just a hater.
I'm thinking this is going to be Book of Eli year. And you're saying evil team, and you say Harbaugh.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
And you say Niners, but you don't care who they play.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of really good potential stories for this. I mean... If it's the Ravens and the Niners, it's the Harbaugh.
Yes.
And if it's the Giants and the Patriots, it's a rematch. If it's the 49ers and the Patriots, it's the number one draft pick against this guy who was picked in the seventh.
Also a guy another Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame quarterback who grew up in the Bay Area watching the 49ers but didn't end up on the 49ers, not that I'm bitter or anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if I had to guess, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Giants-Ravens, and at that point, screw that game, Ravens.
Yeah, screw that game. I don't want to watch a
trash-collecting, field-goal-kicking Philadelphia phenomenon Super Bowl that has nothing to do with Philadelphia.
The
Tony Danza Bowl.
Why do you keep bringing up that movie?
That's it. Ravens, Giants, Tony Danza Bowl.
How is that the Tony Danza Bowl?
Because hey, it's going to be a field goal kicking.
It's going to be nothing but field goal kicking. That's true. Well, Eli Manning gets like this weird like Asperger's strength going sometimes.
Oh yeah,
you know?
His hands get really big and puffy and red.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, what?
this is a really messed up podcast, guys.
He's holding his hands out like this, like he.
Yeah, they can't see your hands, Kevin.
Asperger's.
He goes. I was trying not to say.
Oh my god, dude!
See,
I really didn't want to have to edit anything.
I'm sorry. It's a line from Venture Brothers. I'm sorry.
Nice.
What are you showing around?
He just registered touchedbydom.com.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, there you go. No more taintneedle.com. Touchedbydom.com. I guess it'll be
new season.
It'll be pointing
URL.
Somewhere, somehow. Mobile pho.
Mobile pho truck. Yay. All right.
Quote sound off.
All right. Should I start?
The Book of Eli, he's blind, so don't watch the movie. It's okay. Not good anyways.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Denzel Washington.
Damn it, guys. I really shouldn't have posed that as a rhetorical question.
Talk about how you hate Kevin so much.
That's a quote. That's true. Danny?
Oh, I like how this new season's going. We're like enemies now.
What do you mean now?
I get to be Naruto.
Wait, then who am I?
You're blue...
Oh, God, he's making his eye.
The guy that's got the tampon problem.
Sasuke. Wait, blue, the guy that has the tampon?
I don't trust anyone
Papa
who...
Papa Smurf?
Oh, wait. I believe he's referring to the issue in which there isn't anything that bleeds that much and still lives. Yeah.
Bleeds for 3 days, doesn't die, you don't trust him?
Smurfette! Oh, Sasuke.
It's Suzuki.
Suzuki. Anyway,
played by Mila Jovovich.
Played by Mila Jovovich. By the way, she's so awesome to watch at Comic-Con because she's always drunk.
Wow. So pretty. Come up here. I just want to touch your face.
She said that at a panel. It was really weird.
How are you so good at impersonating my wife? Are you my wife?
No. You are mine.
Hey, Mila, come over here and talk to this guy.
Wow. James Cameron, I've always liked your movies so much.
Hey, can she be in your next movie, Mortal Kombat 3?
No. Mortal Kombat 3 is not going to be done by me, for it starts with neither a T nor an A. But it would have to be a Mortal Kombat or to Mortal Kombat to be a James Cameron movie.
This. Hold on. Let's think about this. Terminator
Alita,
2.
Avatar.
True Lies. Avatar. Yes.
Titanic. I only make T&A movies.
Titanic 3D. The 3 starts with a T, and the D comes after the T.
What happened to Titanic 2?
That's wonderful.
Did you know that the alphabet is named that way because of alpha, beta?
Yes, I do. You want to know why? Because now I have the money and technology to go back in time.
Don't forget about Piranha 2.
Let's not mention that.
Piranha 2.
No.
Talk about
never
how much
happened.
You hate Paul W.S. Anderson.
I
when
hate
he
Paul W.S. Anderson so much. I hate Paul W.S. Anderson with all of my soul.
Do you hate M. Night?
No, I pity the fool.
Do you know where I can hire some more white people?
Yes, white people o'clock. What does that even mean?
Whoa. Where did this episode just go?
I have no idea.
That's
Albert.
That's a time, not a place.
It might be the name of a bar in LA. Who knows, okay?
All right, guys. I think we have a football game to catch.
White People O'Clocks. This episode is sponsored by White People O'Clock, a bar about field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenons located in New Jersey.
And run by David Akers and Tony Danza.
Akers!
Denza!
Talk about how much you hate Akers.
I don't.
He's a good kicker.
Yeah, he's a really good kicker.
I don't care anymore. Let's watch the game. I mean, we love doing this show.
Sorry, and this has been the S Words Podcast.
A roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects dealing with the letter S. You can find us on www.s-words.podcast.com and feedback at s-words.podcast.com. Twitter.com/s-words.
Twitter.com/super.
Okay, bye.
I was actually on. It was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Hello and fuck.
Hello and fuck.